Fiction podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal, coming to you today from a gloomy Vancouver morning that fortunately is about to be brightened up because I have the opportunity to speak with Noreen O'Leary, who is a PhD student at the University of Limerick in the School of Allied Health. And we're going to talk about a paper that I understand to be the first of her PhD studies, coming out of her very first year, in fact, that you'll find in the September 2019 issue of Medical Education, entitled Bumping Along, A Qualitative Metasynthesis of Challenges in Interprofessional Placements. Noreen, first of all, thank you very much for making the time to talk.
No problem, Kevin. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's an impressive feat to get a full review like this out within a year of starting PhD studies. Do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about your background and what brought you to the School of Allied Health focused on interprofessional placements?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I'm a speech and language therapist myself by profession, and I was actually doing a master's looking at the issue of professional identity formation among undergraduate speech and language therapy students, which I suppose had really gotten me quite interested in the education processes for healthcare students when the School of Allied Health advertised a scholarship for a doctoral project for somebody to look at the process of setting up interprofessional placements. And I was fortunate enough to be awarded the scholarship. So in September 2017, I started my studies at the School of Allied Health. And I suppose the metasyntheses that we're talking about today, as you mentioned, is the first paper of my doctoral research. And I would have worked on that in collaboration with my supervisors in the University of Limerick, Nancy Salmon and Amanda Clifford. And then we would have had input from Professor Scott Reeves, who was based in London prior to his passing away last year. And I suppose it started off as quite a broad review, or I suppose we weren't necessarily sure what we would find, as is often the case with these things. And as we made our way through the literature, I suppose the focus began to refine somewhat. And what we really started to notice was that there isn't a lot of debate in the literature that interprofessional placements are a good thing, are helpful for students' education, are the way that healthcare seems to need to go. Yet the implementation seems to be more challenging and the sustaining of these placements. And it was from, I suppose, that the metasynthesis began to take the shape that resulted in the final product.
That fits very well with even my anecdotal experiences. I've yet to come across somebody who doesn't claim that interprofessional placements are an important aspect of education, and likely had to come across somebody who doesn't then follow up with, but it's really difficult to implement. What you've said strikes me as being globally relevant and important. It's been going on for a long time, though. The awareness of the value of interprofessional education or placements has been something that I know to be talked about in our field for quite a while. You presumably came into this with some expectations in terms of where the challenges led.
Yes, I think I was aware of maybe the logistical challenges of interprofessional placements. I think, you know, if you even just to look at it, you can imagine that, yes, it probably is hard to align things like timetables and schedules and suitable patient groups, different student levels and different professional backgrounds. So I think I had envisaged that, yes, the structural side, I suppose, or the logistical aspects were probably challenges for interprofessional placements. I think during the process of reviewing all the literature for this metasynthesis, I think what became a little bit more apparent to me was, I suppose, how the theoretical side of it can get underestimated a little bit, that because, as you kind of highlighted there, we all think this is a good idea and intuitively it makes sense. Possibly we haven't looked enough at what sort of educational theories need to underpin interprofessional placements if they're to be really as effective as they potentially can be. And so I think that maybe I hadn't anticipated quite so much, and that I suppose we really need to look at where different professions are coming from, because obviously we all bring our own histories as individuals, but equally professions bring their own histories. So I think that can be one of the challenges, perhaps understanding that, you know, different professions even may have different levels of readiness or may have different, I suppose, considerations or reservations initially about interprofessional placements. And it's, I suppose, it's how you manage all of those is what is both interesting and challenging.
Yeah, and to try to shine some light on that, you have performed a qualitative metasynthesis, which is a technique I suspect many of our listeners won't be familiar with. What would you identify as the defining factors of something that qualifies as a metasynthesis?
I think for me, what I found from doing it was that I suppose the key thing was that you were going beyond just summarizing what the studies in your review were saying. And it was really trying to develop, I suppose, some innovative interpretations and synthesis of the data that I suppose would add something new to the knowledge base, while also, I suppose, adhering to principles of doing quite a systematic review and synthesis, so that I suppose if, you know, you have something quite comprehensive, in as much as anything can be, always the caveat, but that you've done quite a systematic search and quite a systematic review, and that then the next step is to synthesize all that literature and to develop findings that hopefully are both novel and original, but also, I suppose, provide some very clear and, I would hope, practical recommendations in this case for people who are perhaps thinking of setting up or struggling to keep interprofessional placements going. But I suppose the novel piece about it is that there should be something new in terms of your synthesis of putting all this literature together, that you come to somewhere new that maybe hasn't been talked about before or hasn't been presented in this way. And I think that was definitely one of the challenges for me initially, in that I was initially trying to just summarize what I was finding in the papers I was reviewing. So that was a big part of the process, I think, in developing the metasynthesis, was, I suppose, adopting a more interpretive lens to the whole thing.
Right. And actually, if you'll allow me to editorialize for just a moment, that's such a key issue, just thinking about other review papers that people often submit to our journal. I would guess the dominant reason that they don't make it into our pages is because we get many review articles that simply list all their findings without taking that next step of trying to synthesize and figure out what is this really telling us. So you've done well to take that step, and I'm particularly intrigued in the way that you did it, because you used a theory that I hadn't encountered before, which is called the Persage process product theory. So I wonder if I can ask you to explain that a little bit.
Yes, so it's a theory that has, I suppose, its roots in higher level education. And what it does is looks at three distinct but related stages of any educational endeavor or initiative. So pre-stage is, I suppose, your planning stage. So looking at all the things that happen before you even begin, including things like the characteristics of the learner and the teacher, the infrastructure, the whole climate around what you're hoping to do, such as, say, an interprofessional placement. And then the next stage would be the process, which is obviously influenced by what happens at the pre-stage stage, but is looking more at what's happening during the actual educational experience. So in this instance, it would be what happens during an interprofessional placement in terms of what are the students doing? What is the role of the supervisors or the facilitators? How does that work? And then the third stage is the product stage, which I suppose in some ways can seem the most clear cut and maybe is the one we often jump to thinking about, because it would be more related to the outcomes of something like an interprofessional placement. So I suppose in ways it can lend itself to more measurable outcomes than some of the other stages, which can be a little bit more difficult to pin down, I guess. And I think part of the reason we use that theory for the metasynthesis was that it kind of helped us frame what we were looking at and put a bit of structure on what felt like at times ideas that were quite hard to articulate or to make practical and applicable to that, I suppose, to real life and to real education and clinical practice for people who might be involved in interprofessional placement. And it has been used somewhat in interprofessional research before, so I can't claim that I discovered this theory as being applicable to the field. There were certainly some very good examples, including some work by Scott Reeves to go on, which was really helpful. And we found it, I suppose, to be a theory that was a very good fit for our purposes. And again, just added another layer to our analysis.
Yeah, and so actually, let's talk about that a little bit then. So upon applying this theory and using it to help you think through your data, what were some of the key things that you took away from it that you don't think would have been obvious to you had you not made this effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really helped me and within our team as well to focus on what does happen before an interprofessional placement ever gets up and running. So that pre-stage or planning stage. And I suppose I mentioned the idea of theory previously, and I suppose it really did make us focus a little bit on, well, when we're reading all the papers about interprofessional placements, how grounded are they in educational theory? And I suppose what we found is it can be quite limited, really. And I suppose the implication of that being then that sometimes we're not maybe looking beyond what's happening at the surface to understand why a placement may or may not be achieving the outcomes we were hoping for. And I think we really felt that that's something that even before you start a placement, you need to kind of maybe think about a little bit and consider what might be appropriate. As well, I suppose it helped us to think about the different stakeholder groups in terms of often within the interprofessional research, the idea of champions is talked about. So people within an institution or a clinical setting who I suppose promote interprofessional placements and generally interprofessional education. And what we found, I suppose, looking through that lens of thinking about the context in which the placements are happening, was that really this needs to be woven through many layers, not just one person. And I suppose, particularly for interprofessional placements, they're not just happening within an educational institution or within a healthcare setting. It's really at the interface of both. And that for them to be sustainable, you really do need leadership at both levels to set the context to be successful. And I think they were things that necessarily we might not have initially looked at if we had just been focusing on interprofessional placements without some kind of a theoretical framework to hook things onto. Because I think often in the literature, we do jump to product and to the outcomes of the placements. But we were very interested in looking at that planning and that process stage. And I suppose the process stage then brings me to one of our other findings, which was this idea that during an interprofessional placement, everybody involved, so the students, the people who are running the placements, both from the university side and maybe from the clinical side, as well as the people who are accessing clinical services during the time, it's very much a negotiation of new roles, and people are often a little bit unsure of what their role is. So, for example, supervisors at the clinical site would have talked about how it feels quite different to supervise students during an interprofessional placement than during a more traditional uni-professional placement, where I suppose you're really maybe more confident in your role because it relates to your own professional background, to the clinical skills you're using every day. So that during the process, that that's actually quite an important thing to bear in mind of, well, how well prepared are people for these new roles? And then I suppose, what can we do to enhance that preparation, which brings it back to that planning and pre-stage stage. So we did find that there's a lot of looping around, because I suppose when it came to kind of trying to pull it all together, what we felt was that the more robust your pre-stage and planning is, hopefully the smoother the process should be, that you have maybe a robust framework that you're grounding this placement in. You prepare people for the experience, for new roles they might be taking on, and then that would hopefully lead to improved outcomes and products for all the stakeholders who are involved.
And in offering that response, is very clear how you've used this theory for practical purposes, even in the sense that a number of implications rang through loud and clear that people might attend to in terms of how to make their IPPs more robust. Do you have any particular recommendations in terms of how one can efficiently or effectively go about creating an understanding of the things that came up during that pre-stage process?
I think what we found really was that it's giving that stage due time and attention. As with many things in education and healthcare, there can be a pressure to move on and to get things up and running. But actually, I think what became quite clear to me from the review was that if you put the things in place that are likely to set it up for success, like investing time in educator training specifically for interprofessional facilitation, making the students aware of the specific interprofessional outcomes that, you know, are related to their placement and how those are going to be achieved, that there's a much better chance of success within it and of people really engaging with that process. And I know I've mentioned theory a couple of times, and I suppose it's to think about what are the theories that maybe people are aware of within their own settings or within their own sphere that might support that richer understanding maybe of why something does or doesn't work, because I think that can add a really valuable lens to understanding IPPs and hopefully then leading to a scenario where even if there's one that perhaps doesn't go as planned, you have a lens to look at it through a slightly different way and think, well, okay, next time perhaps these are some of the things we might consider, because I think that can be really valuable. And we certainly found that there were a number of IPPs that were discussed as pilot projects and didn't seem to have been sustained over a longer term, which I found quite interesting. And I think that perhaps if more space can be given to the planning and the setting up, that perhaps there would be a stronger likelihood of that happening.
Thank you. That seems like very good advice and a very good note for us to wrap up on. It's an impressive piece of work for anyone, let alone for the first step towards a PhD project. So congratulations on being off to such a rousing start. And I'm sure we'll all look forward to hearing what comes next from your studies.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Just as one last note to remind those listening that if you want more details, the paper we've been discussing is called Bumping Along, a Qualitative Metasynthesis of Challenges to Interprofessional Placements. You'll find it in the September 2019 issue of Medical Education, and the voice you've been hearing is the first author, Noreen O'Leary from the University of Limerick. Thanks again, Noreen.
More than welcome, Kevin. Thank you.